don't care what they say. Men love self-centered women. Okay? Get with it. Men love a beautiful, self-centered woman that's all about herself.
That's stupid. Use your common sense.
Because men put themselves first in everything. Women tend to put themselves last, especially when they start dating. They start putting what they want, their love, the things that they like, last, okay? So let me tell you some things that's none of your business while you're dating your man. His Instagram following list should not be any of your business. It don't matter who he follow. The pictures that he like should be none of your business. If he's looking at somebody else when you're out, none of your business. You need to be so focused, so self-absorbed on yourself that anytime where he's focused on someone else, he realizes that, oh, dang. Listen, men are natural hunters. Men will chase. Men will follow. When you stop giving a man access and things to you, then they change, okay? You trying to keep up and trying to talk to him and figure out why he won't come home, why he not answering the phone, pull back. It's none of your business.
That crazy bitch out there again.
A lot of y'all are afraid for a man to chase you. This is what I mean by this. Meaning, if you stop and you pull away your energy, you're afraid that he won't come back to you. And that's okay if he doesn't come back to you, okay? Move right along. He ain't that big of a loss. I promise you that.
There are four words that you will never hear me say in this life or the next. And those four words are, I love black men. You will never hear me say that.
For real.
This will work on men that women don't really like. It won't work on the men that they do like and the only men they ever care about or talk about on the internet. They're not going to deal with this. They have plenty other women who look just as good as you, and they'll just move on. So this advice won't get the results from the guys they want these results from, I assure you. But nice try, sis. Nice try.
I'm 35, and this is some dating advice that I would give my 30-year-old self. The dating pool got pee in it, don't it? You allergic to pee. Come here. Come here. He doesn't need your help to show if he's interested. A man who's unclear with you is giving you clarity. You okay? Remaining abstinent is a direct reflection of your principles, your moral code, and your values.
So any woman smacking and beating up her own phone for dramatic effect for a TikTok is off upstairs, if you know what I mean.
Absolutely.
And it's funny, she said she would give her 30-year-old self this advice. No, I think you should have went back to 15 or 16 and start giving advice there. It's funny that she went to 30 because that's the point where they start taking dating serious. That's why she didn't go in her 20s because she don't regret none of her 20s.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
And your values. Create them. Stand by them. Because feelings come and go. But that foundation gotta stay the same, baby, because you valuable.
They don't grow up. They always stay. It's always the same shit.
When chocolate women say they're funny, this is what they're talking about. Just kind of goofy and silly and ridiculous. This is their definition of funny, and it's not funny at all.
Black women, if you're listening to this and you're single, you can and you will find your person.
Amen.
Because you, as you said earlier, it's all about resources. Mm-hmm. We need to stop engaging in these kinds of conversations that talk about the high value this and top tier that, and refocus our energy towards how do I find that person. First stop should be at Anwar's page. Anwar White, he's a coach. He is the only person that has acknowledged that black women need to date differently.
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
They refuse, a lot of them refuse to listen to a chocolate brother. And if they do listen to a chocolate brother, he got to be a rainbow chocolate brother. Ain't that a coincidence? Ain't that a weird coinky dink?
He is the only person that has acknowledged that black women need to date differently.
Mm-hmm.
Period. Point blank. He's a statistician by trade, right? Mm-hmm. Like he went to undergrad for statistics. So he approaches dating from a very, I think it's empirical way, right? Mm-hmm. With data, mm-hmm. with science, right? So he's not teaching you how to be a high value woman or anything. Right. He's telling you, hey, if you're a light skinned black woman, go to Hinge. If you're a dark-skinned black woman, go to Bumble.
Oh, boom.
Uh-huh. Yes. If you are dating Q4, stop. Because all the good men's are not... good men's.
Good men's.
All the good men's are not on the dating apps
right.
Q4.
Right.
They already found someone.
Right.
So take the time to rest.
Right.
Recollect.
Listen to Auntie on this one.
I would not steer you wrong.
By the time Woes have to go searching for a dating coach, or by the time Woes have to come on the internet and try to figure things out, it's usually already a wrap.
Let me tell y'all, you single girls, something.
Taking advice from a girl like this is like taking advice from a dude who's been in 18 car accidents last month on how not to get in a car accident.
This is what living on your own is all about. I done clocked out. I got Miguel playing. Ranch water. My scrimp that I cooked myself, and ain't no nigga in my face asking me for second, third, or monthly support. Is this all for me? So the next time you ask yourself, do I want to move in with my man?
This is a disgusting video. So this is living your best life, huh, man? You're living it up, sitting in your house by yourself, eating your scrimp by yourself with nobody to talk to. So you had to come on the internet and talk to strangers to try to feel validated about your sad, sad life. Look, I think I know why you're single, man. And now you're making your necessity your virtue. Or you're just going to try to make it seem like it's so great to be single because you don't have any other choice.
Boom. Roasted.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.